You're listening to The Ocho Man, Behind the 8-Ball, only on Ignotainment. Without further ado, the one, the only, Ocho Man.
Behind the 8-Ball. All my life, that's where I've been.
Behind the 8-Ball, July 16th. Hola muchachos, my friends. What a great show we're going to have today. We already had a big fucking fist fight
I'm already pissed.
With Armand here. And Armand went at it.
Yes. Thought I was going to have to call the marshals or
something. I fucking gave up on Rand Paul and Armand
And he gave up on you, too.
I gave up on that little shit, too, that little jockey prick.
Ocho Vag.
Yeah. Ocho Vag is on the loose and he's rubbing all over Rand Paul. Goodbye. Goodbye, Rand.
You going to vote for the Green Party?
I put another post on.
Am I censored? Yeah, but I unfriended you, so I don't give a damn.
Oh, yeah.
You can put anything you want.
You unfriended?
Damn right I did. Out you go.
Yeah.
You, Ocho Man, the whole show. I hate you all.
All right. Great, then. Great. No wonder
Chris is still my friend. Nick's my friend, but not you.
No wonder the polar bear's still holding up without any remarks from you.
Yeah, go ahead. Post anything you like.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah, go ahead. Take a pause. Hey. You know we're headed for you do know that the Royal Academy and has decided we're heading for another ice age in 2020. Did you know that?
I don't know about that, but I do know that they came out with yesterday or the day before that scared the shit out of me. They're talking about how the entire California is going to be submerged in the biggest fucking earthquake.
Oh, sure.
And, fuck.
Because of global warming?
They say it all the time.
Yeah, but didn't they say that in the early 80s about St. Louis? They said that there's some sort of earthquake that's going. They even named the date.
I'll tell you what. December 4th on 90, December 4th, and when we realized that it was bullshit, we threw a party, the end of the world party. We lived in the Lenox Apartments downtown on St. Louis on Washington Avenue.
Right.
Yeah, that would be the end of the world.
Seventh floor, and we thought, well, if it happens, we're going down up here on the seventh floor. So we threw a big party, took some mushrooms.
This was
my girlfriend then. Got mad and started hitting me.
Who prognosticated the end of the world? I don't remember that.
It was the December 4th, 1990. Some seismologist, somebody.
Okay.
He ended up dying.
I was living in Chicago.
He made it really clear. Had the date.
Yeah.
And the fucked up thing about that was me and my dad were working at this company, and we got across this McKinley Bridge, and I'm looking at my dad going, maybe we shouldn't cross this bridge.
Man, I had the same thought. I crossed
what's the difference?
The one adjacent to Chain of Rocks, the one on 270. That
right,
one,
but
yeah.
Just the thought.
And I'm thinking about it.
Yeah,
like,
just the thought. What if this bridge goes out and
this could be
I'm
the
right
time.
Out.
Yeah, right.
Well, you're because not he called it. He called that
because we believe their bullshit.
Yeah. Right.
Y2K, what happened there?
Yes, you know what Richard Feynman says about that. Science is the belief in the ignorance of the experts.
Well, I got a really good
quote,
and I like that.
No, Richard Feynman's great.
What's that mean?
It means you believe these idiots that don't know anything.
Well, you're supposed to believe science.
Why?
This is going to go well with
Why
that.
Do you have to believe them? Who you
who
do
the
you
fuck
believe?
Is more educated let me tell you in something. That field? That's what they study. That's what they work on. All
that doesn't mean anything.
Lying.
They
can
also lie, though. They could also be paid to say whatever.
I got you, know? But they're the most educated. And
so
the
what?
Most,
if we're
so
not
what? You still can't
he's
tell
saying
the future.
If we're not going to take their word for it, then we're not taking.
Don't
know?
Take anybody's word for
I
it.
Know,
exactly.
I know.
Big deal. Somebody tells you it's different. Listen, somebody tells you that sausage clogs up your arteries. That can be tested. Somebody tells you that world's going to end in 2 days. That can't be tested. It's called, read Karl Popper. Have you read Karl Popper, Nick?
No.
Okay. Karl Popper was a philosopher.
Mm-hmm.
He said science should be falsifiable. Okay? You know what that means?
No.
It means if you make, there are three tenets of science. Observation,
right.
Theory, testing. Right. Okay?
Okay.
So you observe something. You see a bird fly. Why do you say that gravity doesn't apply to the bird? No. He's flapping his wings. Maybe it has something to do with his wings.
And that's the second.
Correct. You observe. Right. You make a theory. He's flapping. The bird flaps his wings. He creates an updraft and he flies.
And the physical part would be you flapping your wing.
You're flapping your tongue. But
hey,
here's the
second,
thing.
Man. Go ahead.
Well, that's it. That's but if so inherently something has to be falsifiable. For instance, global warming. If you attribute cooling to global warming, and
I hope
to global
right.
warming,
I swear to God, I hope you're right okay. on this.
I hope I'm right too, because I just told you in the late 20s. Nick, did you hear? In the 2020s, there's going to be another ice age. There's going to be another Maunder minimum. Now, I'm not going to believe that either, but at least it makes sense because they told us, and it has to do with the electrical universe, by the way. The sun's electrical current, the convection current, and the magnetic current are perpendicular to each other, which means a Maunder minimum of sunspot activity, less solar activity. Less solar activity means more cosmic rays, more cloud seeding, colder winters. Hmm. Cold. Now, that, theoretically, you can test
now
in a cloud chamber.
Colder winters or
colder temperatures. But if the winters are colder, the ice doesn't melt. Did you see that the last snow in Boston melted yesterday?
You're kidding.
Honest to God. Yeah, the last snow, you know, that you had all that snow.
I don't know.
It just melted yesterday.
Did you hear about that, Nick?
No.
I don't hear about that.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Anyway.
Hey, go back to the...
Carl Popper.
Say the quote again, and then I'm going to say this quote.
Richard Feynman?
Yeah, the one
science is a belief in the ignorance of the experts.
Is that what? Okay.
These experts, in other words, don't know shit, and we believe them. I'm just trying to drive it home.
Yeah, you can drive it home, all right.
here's mine. Truth is treason in the empire of lies.
Say that again.
Truth is treason in the empire of lies.
Ah, okay,
Ron
I get it.
Paul.
I get it. Oh, Ron Paul. Oh, wait a minute. We lost to Ron Paul.
Well, I'm just saying.
Ocho doesn't listen to Ron Paul.
No. Ron
that's
Paul.
Not, that's
Ron
still true.
Paul's my dude, but Rand Paul can go fuck himself.
Look, you know, even Hitler probably said something I'd agree with. You know what I'm saying? You can't just throw the.
Well, first of all, before I say anything
throw
else,
the bathwater,
Ocho
baby
Man,
away with the bathwater.
I think before every show, we ought to get censored by Ocho Man because he already told me what I can and can't discuss. I was going to make about his weight. But I decided not to.
What do you mean fucking tell the people? I want you guys to know out there, I'm not a fucking blimp or a motherfucker just jumps on my ass with a couple fucking pounds overweight. And next thing you know.
A couple pounds.
All right.
How's your diet going?
It's going great.
Good.
It goes better without you fucking chirping about it.
Well, too. I think it would go even better with me with you knowing that I'm going to derogate and denigrate and degrade and decry your weight.
Why don't you just sit there and masturbate? Why don't you get that fucking 295-pound sex fucking Jew that
all right,
he
all
was
right.
hitting
Nick,
on?
Nick, put some porn on there. I'll get to it.
Well, got through the.
We can't talk about the Iranian deal. We can't talk about it. What can we?
Anybody
I
still
just
listening
think the Iranian deal. The Iranian
hey,
deal
told me
is
not to
fucking
yell.
Beautiful.
Don't yell.
All right, I think it's that's
beautiful.
A beautiful deal. All
it's
right,
a stupid deal.
I think finally Obama got this one right, and I'm 100% supporting.
So,
it.
So, in other words, if we hadn't done the deal, there would have been nuclear war. Right, we would have bombed Iran.
That's what your fucking Republicans all want. They can't
Ooh.
Wait to fucking. Ooh. They sit there, this cotton ball or whatever his name is. He doesn't know shit. All he wants to do is make the Israelis happy by saying everything they want to hear. Not me. Okay. Hey, why don't you give it a fucking shot, man?
You said...
What the fuck is that?
I just censored myself.
Oh. No, I just think that...
Nick's over there. I don't know what he's... I mean, pardon me, Nick. Chris is
I'm
over
Chris.
There. He's not doing anything.
I'm just saying to you right now...
I'm just saying to you right now...
Yeah.
I think Israel should just give it a chance. I think Netanyahu should just give it a chance. I think
Israel's going to attack Iran now.
Oh, yeah. They can't wait now.
I hope they do.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
I hope they bomb the shit out of them.
Yeah, that's what's wrong about you. You know, that's what's wrong about your whole elephant party. They're all fucking dipshit fucking war mongers.
You know something. Let's look at that elephant again. Can you everybody if you're at
is
home
that a signal? Is that
look
a symbol?
At the elephant
Republican
the
elephant?
Republican logo.
Okay, let's look at that.
And note I talked about this before
well,
and
you know
I
who came
keep
up
seeing
with that,
it.
Right?
Well, as of 2000, these stars are now look like pentagrams.
Of course, they're
good.
Pentagrams. They're
good.
All fucking.
Okay,
Satan.
Look
that's
at
what
that.
We need
look
some
at
Satanists.
That. Okay, thank you. As of Bush, as the Bush crime family took over the White House. There you go, man. Thank you.
How do you see that, though, Nick?
The Bush family took over.
Look at that.
They took over numbers.
And look at the the one prior to 2000.
They took over the White House.
Well, you know what? If McCain had taken over, he would have really fucking started bombing shit.
Oh, thank God we got Obama. Oh, thank God.
You got that right.
Oh, jeez. He's a
Oh, this is a good one.
Theme song for the Bush crime family.
Let's hear it.
This is it. The Sopranos.
Oh, is that what it is? I didn't recognize it. What do we got for the Clintons?
Hey, wait for Dick Cheney to walk into the room.
I love Dick Cheney.
Halliburton. Yeah, I thought you would.
Isn't this a great song, Oach?
Cockroach.
Yeah. Isn't this a great song, Oach?
Was one of the best songs I ever heard for our series. Anyway, you had this thing with this, what the hell was that?
What?
That
it was more science, the pentaquarks?
Yeah, what the hell is that all about?
All right, let me explain this to you, little Johnny. Basically,
so
there are...
condescending.
Well, I mean, you have to give it, make a...
Just
make,
fucking shoot it out.
You have to tell like a little fairy tale for Ocho, man. You got to give him a little coloring
make
book.
Make a little pop-up book. Yes, that's what I want to see. That's what all my listeners want to see.
Or anyway, we're made up of atoms, right? Mm-hmm. Do you know what an atom is, Ocho? Okay.
The atom
is made up of neutrons and protons and electrons.
You mean like Adam West?
Adam West? All right, go ahead. That was Batman, by the way, folks.
Yes. Holy nuclear weak force, Batman. Anyway.
The motherfucker popped everything out of that belt, that bat belt.
Yeah, the utility belt.
Every year, every fucking show, I was like, this is the end. There's no fucking way he'll get out of this one. And then he'll pop something. Robin, reach into my fucking belt. And
I think he banged Catwoman, though.
Catwoman.
Lucky dog.
Standing.
Yeah. Biff.
Pow. Boom. Pow. Wazzah.
He had some good ones.
I love that, Batman.
Ugh. Hey, which villain was your favorite?
I like Louis the Lilac.
Have you seen pictures of the new Joker?
I knew that would confuse him.
Everyone.
That was Milton Berle. Louis the Lilac. He was great.
What about you, Nick? What was your favorite villain in Batman? The old Batman now.
Joker, I guess.
Joker?
I know it's not a very exciting
he was either, that. But... He was that Spanish guy.
Cesar Romero.
Yeah, he was good.
I like the Penguin.
Have you seen the new Joker?
Did you know
that Jared Leto?
Did you know that they wanted Spencer Tracy to play the Penguin, but he said he'd play him only if he could kill Batman?
Really?
Yeah. So they gave it to Burgess Meredith.
And mine was that Eggman.
Oh, Vincent Price.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vincent Egghead. Yeah, Egghead. Yeah.
Oh, I love Vincent Price.
Speaking of Batman,
speaking of Milton Berle, he had the biggest dick in Hollywood.
I've actually heard that.
Actually, he said the funniest joke he had ever heard off the cuff. Milton Berle is taking a piss in the John, and
why did they name it after me? The toilet. I never fucking put a flag there and said this is going to be called John.
Got to go to the John.
Milton Berle's going to the Ocho, and Jackie Gleason was next to him, and some guy, I guess, because it was. Actually, a well-known fact in Hollywood that he had the huge dick.
Were they giving Morse codes to one another?
No. Here's what happened. It was a joke. It was a joke. So the guy comes in and he says, "My dick's as big as yours." And Jackie Gleason looks at Milton Berle and goes, "Just take out enough to win."
Mm.
That's a good joke.
That's funny. That's
anyway, a pentaquark.
Yeah, pentaquark.
Okay. Atoms are made of neutrons, protons, and electrons. Well, neutrons and protons are called baryons. In 1964, Murray Gell-Mann won the Nobel Prize in Physics because he decided that these were made of quarks. Three quarks make up a neutron or a proton, and they thought that was it. But now they found that they've actually, at the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland, they have actually put together five quarks, i.e. a pentaquark.
Yeah.
They didn't think that was possible.
Well, what the fuck is that all about? Who the hell cares?
Isn't that big news?
Nick, get on here with something.
So, in other words, they're making atoms as fat as you are.
Yeah, we're pulling you off the fucking mound. Go.
I didn't say it was exciting. I just said
take a shower.
It.
That pitcher's off now.
Oh, boy.
We got the Kachiga.
You want another dick joke?
Well, I'll throw this in real quick.
Yeah, for our audience, I'll stick to the dick jokes. I'm going to teach somebody something.
Perhaps Jesus was a hybrid alien?
He always tops me, this guy.
I went to the bullpen for that one.
Well, I have a theory.
All
right, go ahead.
That was like a 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
with movement.
Jesus, let's hear about Jesus.
Put the disclaimer out there. But Mary was impregnated without sex. Now,
correct.
That is very consistent with these alien abduction stories you hear, where these women are abducted, and through their abduction experiences, they recall carrying a child, and If you there was a what was her name? Betty Hill in 1966 was abducted, and under her hypnosis, she described what she was doing, what they were doing to her, and they said they'd stuck this long needle into her navel, and she communicated with the aliens, asked them what they were doing,
it's
and
a
they said
shot.
It was a pregnancy test. Now, there is... Since then, there has been a pregnancy test.
Right, amniocentesis.
Exactly. But back then, this didn't exist. So how would she have any knowledge of that to fake that story? But she recalled this under hypnosis, that they did this to her, and they called it a pregnancy test.
Well, how the fuck does that make our Jesus Christ, our Lord,
Well, the thing is that, okay, well, no, that's far away from it. But the thing, well,
mean,
I was saying
Lord?
That...
You're a Shiite Muslim.
Women are that are Lord. Claimed being abducted by aliens have claimed carrying a child with them. You know what I'm saying? And then seeing their own child, but that it looked sort of like them. But she, but they... had this, you know, kind of innate sense that it was their child.
God, I wish I had a succubus would come and screw me at night. Succubus.
Also, Noah's
succubus
Ark was probably a UFO.
That'd be nice.
Probably to rid the flood was probably to rid the giants, of this, you know, of all the, you know, the giants I was telling about that was running the planet.
Oh, no.
Nick,
Noah.
Are you seeing these pictures?
Yeah, I see,
Chris,
but no one out there listening
you.
Can see the pictures.
Yes, oh, they will.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there has
no.
to be a video with this episode.
No. This is just... So there's got to be lightning hitting our
hey,
studio.
Wait a minute. I want to ask... I want to give you a quick quiz to Ocho Man. Why is there an I-N-R-I over Jesus?
Does that mean our... your king or something like
here
that?
Here is Jesus, the king of the Jews.
That's not bad. Yeah, because I was Jesus, right. Nazareth, king of the Jews.
Yeah, like here's your king.
Jesus of Nazareth, Rex Uden. Yeah, king of the Jews.
Is that mountain still up there? That
Golgotha?
Golgotha, yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Atta boy.
Yeah.
Did you know that, devil worshiper?
yeah,
Satan, can you weigh in?
Yes, Golgotha.
Lucifer,
what'd you
Bible
think?
Stories. Yes, Satan. I was brainwashed
that,
a long time ago.
That man knows everything.
Who were the two thieves that were crucified with him?
Oh,
I don't know. I think Jesus faked his death, so whatever.
Well, they killed the thieves, though. They
you
actually
know, there
did
was
die.
There was no Roman law back then that punished
Barnabas,
blasphemy by crucifixion.
No, Dismas and Justus.
And there was never...
No.
They never said who were going to let go, Barabbas or him. It was never up to
that. Wait, I saw Anthony Quinn play him.
The rabbis did that. The rabbis talked to
No,
Romans
not the rabbis. The Sanhedra.
Shakespeare wrote that.
They're like a little bit bigger than the rabbis, right?
You mean like you're bigger than, say... Oh, never mind. I've been censored. I don't know. You're thin. You look good. You probably got to get a new cap. Your head's getting smaller.
Yeah, I got.
And, you know, another thing is when they put SPQR, what does that stand for?
I don't know. I need more whiskey, though. Fucking
dick. You know that one, Nick? You know SPQR?
No.
Senatus Populus Romani.
And what does that mean?
Senate and people of Rome.
Oh.
That's the order that they crucified him, if you believe that he was crucified. Go ahead, Nick. Go ahead. Talk about crucifixion.
No, I'm
well, they crucified Spartacus, right?
Excuse me. But, you know, and they only left Jesus up there for a short time. They let you go up there.
They let Spartacus.
They take him down after a few
They left
hours?
Spartacus, and they lined the Appian Way with Spartacus and all the slaves that revolted in 72 B.C.
Was that for real?
Yeah, of course. Kirk Douglas, you think he'd lie?
That's a great movie. Man.
That is a great movie. I am Spartacus.
Oh, there's. I found
I like
a video.
The old version. I don't like the Netflix.
Well, I don't want. That's a bunch of homos. Yeah. What do you want that?
Oh, no, not that bullshit.
Oh, God.
Speaking of Stanley Kubrick.
You would think
Kubrick,
they didn't even fight. They just fucked.
They
if you
just
watch
fought.
That show.
Yeah.
Go ahead. That. Stanley Kubrick.
Speaking of Stanley Kubrick, people that died of heart attacks after showing movies about the Illuminati 4 days later. I think that I was talking about this heart attack gun that the CIA had.
God, I wish I had one of those.
What they do is they take like a, what is it? Like it's in shellfish. It's like this poison, okay? And they freeze it, like liquid helium freeze it into like a bullet. And then they put it in this gun and then it makes no entry wound. It mimics a heart attack and that's it. And it dissolves.
Oh, is that
like
that
melts.
They get out of that fish, the Japanese.
Yeah, I think that's
fish
what it
or
is.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Mugu. It's called mugu.
They don't even have to touch the skin.
No. You know what I mean? And then
that's it?
Yeah, and then the thing, the bullet, it goes in. Right. No. Well, I mean, the bullet or the little thing that they freeze up, it goes in, and it's probably so tiny.
Physically, does it go in?
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're seeing it coming out of the gun.
I don't know. It's like a little dart,
a needle. But they, you know, that other thing they bought, that what's his name? That
what did they come up?
Yevchenko guy they got with the dioxin or whatever. I think they just put some radioactive lint or something in his pocket, and that killed him. He had dioxin.
Oh,
remember?
God.
Just ate him away.
Well, Bob Marley. Man. Bob Marley got shot. Okay.
Oh, and Bob Marley was gonna overdose one day. Anyway.
Well, on pot, right? And he got shot, and he survived that.
That's
the day that he got out of the hospital, he went to do a concert. And he said this cool thing that hate doesn't take a break, so he can't take a break. But
that's good,
this
too.
Guy comes up to him and gives him a pair of boots as a gift from some, I forgot. And it was research. This guy was a real bastard. Like, he was the man. Anyway, Bob puts on these boots, and he notices something, like, cut his foot. That's where his cancer developed.
From that?
Yeah.
So what was in the shoe?
I don't know.
That's a podiatric question. I had to know that.
Well, that's definitely
they can
a
get
podiatric
you, like,
question.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's what killed the Alton Giant, too. He had an infection in his foot.
Yeah, but that
motherfucker. He's only 22 years old.
Yeah, but the guy was
it's his birthday
his knees
today.
And everything.
It's his birthday.
It's his birthday today.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Alton
Robert
Giant.
Wadlow. Yeah, the Alton Giant.
I seen his shoe, man. Jesus Christ.
8 feet 11.
8 feet 11.
I wonder if he's
not
like
a shoe.
You seen the statue in Alton? This life size,
it's massive.
Jesus Christ!
I seen that, man. But people like that, they don't live long because the bones in their legs just can't.
Well, he had
hold
a lot of health problems, but an infection in his foot finally killed him. He had an ulcer and he got cellulitis, which they would have called
he
blood
was
poisoning.
Such a nice guy too.
Well, I like you.
Yeah,
you're nice. All you big guys are nice.
Well,
at least big guys like me are getting some pussy. Huh? You want to talk about that? You want to?
No, I don't. No. Yeah. You want to censor something? Censor my sex life?
Yeah,
because my dick's been censored.
Has there been any shootings this week?
Where at in
Not
St.
My
Louis?
Pants,
has
no.
there been any shootings? Like, you know, like
well,
fake
there's
ones?
A guy. There's a guy in St. Louis. I don't know if he's still on, but he's been sitting out there on this fucking like a what is that? Like a guard tower, and he hasn't come down since there's no shootings in St. Louis. He's been up there.
He's going to wait till somebody gets shot to come down?
No, he wants to go a week without a shooting. I don't know.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah, because
very interesting.
We've had a shooting every day in St. Louis.
Well, I don't know about that, but did they come to a decision on that Jim Holmes guy? The guy in the
Colorado?
Yeah. Yeah, the shooter.
Every time I see
I
that now, Nick, I'm thinking of you telling me that guy's not the real guy and all that shit. You know,
they might have the new one back, but I mean, I do think they have the guy, the real James Holmes back. I'm not sure, but you can see it doesn't matter.
I know,
because,
I know what you're saying because it was different.
Remember John Holmes? I miss him.
John Holmes,
Johnny
Why?
Holmes.
You want to get piped by him?
No, if you're gonna be Milton Berle, John Holmes.
Well, man.
I wonder if John Holmes' dick was bigger than Milton Berle.
But I'll tell you what, as far as fake shootings, this is, like, huge. I was watching this video of Naomi Wolf, who was a former political advisor to the Clinton.
Yes, yes.
And she was talking to the Liberty Forum and was saying that 2 years, in 2012, the year of Sandy Hook, a bill was made up and passed making it legal for the government to propagandize the U.S. citizens. So she says, and this is, I'm just telling you, talking about the video, and I just saw this and it's very interesting. She says, so what that means, ladies and gentlemen, is that we live in an era where it's not crazy or, you know, to question whether or not what you see on the news is real.
Well, I'm going to make a public service announcement right now. I would say question everything.
Exactly.
Believe me, I question everything. I don't buy anything anybody says. But you know, if you hear something about pentaquarks on this show, look it up and read about it. If you hear
you
about
really,
Jesus being alien,
you,
look it up and make
know,
sure it
do
is
your
falsifiable
own research and understand it with your own
exactly.
research.
Exactly. This country was so lazy and we're such pussies. We just listen to it and we believe it and then we move on.
And you know what?
And there you go. So if anybody that's called me crazy out
I'm
there,
calling you crazy.
Yeah.
You
know, no one's calling Nick crazy in this room
today.
My God, did we give up when the Germans? I'm telling you right now, this is good shit. And here's another thing, too. The guy that you hang around with,
who?
The history teacher, Mr. Smallman.
He's a dick.
He's a dick.
If you're listening, Gene, you're a dick.
Well, any case, Smallman once said to the entire class, he said, who here trusts the government? And fucking 90% of the people are, and the other 10% were sleeping.
That's ironic because he loves the government. That's
yeah,
all,
but at the
unbelievable.
Time,
he said that.
Yeah, everyone put their
hand up.
Boy,
I wish I had that on tape.
And then he said on top of that, I feel sorry for you guys because you should never believe the government. You should always question the government.
Right.
Yeah,
damn right.
Wow, I never heard that. From
yeah,
him.
Well,
I probably wasn't paying attention.
Nobody.
You were not 10% that just did.
Listen, we all got to go out to lunch with him, and you remind him of that because I go out with lunch with him every week, and it's
well,
agony.
He'll probably forget.
I know. He's an old fart now.
People, it's dotage. It's easy to just take.
People don't want to read. They don't want to
read. You know what I mean? They don't. But also, people can't wrap their heads around a government that would attack its own people, that would fake the news. They can't wrap their heads around psyops and doubles and clones and programmed assassins, false flags. They can't. They've already. They don't want to admit they've been fooled.
Nick.
They already got the Bin Laden. They've had the Bin Laden dartboard in their man cave for 10 years now, and they don't want to admit they're wrong.
But
you know
can
what I mean?
We handle it, though, Nick? Can we handle the as a public? Can
I can't
we
handle
you
the
can't
bullshit.
Handle the truth.
I can't handle the bullshit. And yes, we can. Let's not underestimate us. Let's not underestimate the public, man.
Yeah,
yes,
but
we can handle it.
You think we can handle something like that?
I think people are tired. People are not understanding what's going on. People are saying,
"Did you give the order?"
More and more people.
You can't handle the truth.
Attaboy. Thank you.
And we've never heard that before.
you know, he did like 50 takes of that scene, and Tom Cruise said every one of them was just as... I mean, he was... Nicholson just hit it every time.
Why 50 takes?
Well,
if he hit it on the
very
first
dramatic.
Time.
Well, obviously, you have to have four or five coverage, and then... You know, but apparently it took a lot of takes, and he was right on the money every
Jack
time.
Jack Nicholson was the best, man. He still is. He still is. I bet he could play some mobster right now.
What's his what's your favorite role by...
I would say it would probably be The Shining.
Yeah, I thought you'd say.
I really like Five Easy Pieces. You ever seen that?
Yeah.
I love that.
I liked him in Chinatown.
The other one.
J.J. Gittes.
On the Floor of the Cuckoo's Nest.
You know, it's a myth that actually Roman Polanski... cut his nose. You know that scene where he cuts his nose?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, kitty cat, you know, remember that? Well, that scene, apparently, there's a myth in Hollywood that he actually cut his nose, but the actuality is that Roman Polanski has got so, it looks so real on the screen that Roman Polanski got sick of telling people how, so he said, I fucked up and I actually cut his nose. So yeah, because he got so sick of people asking
that's
and have to, having to explain it. So he said,
I cut his nose.
Because everybody's going, how the hell did you do that?
Beautiful.
I did. Yeah.
Wow.
But he didn't.
And that other movie was pretty good from him, too, where he's with Cher and a couple other chicks.
Witches of Eastwick, yeah.
Yes, yeah, he would love that one, yeah.
He was so fucking cool in that movie.
Yeah, is that an Updike book? Isn't that an Updike?
And Batman?
I don't know.
I think John Updike wrote that
Batman
book.
Batman, when he was...
Joker.
Right. Perfect, man. Going back to Colorado, what do you guys think? Is he sane or is he insane? Putting aside... Who the fuck he really
well,
is?
There's an argument that anybody would kill people.
He didn't do it.
Oh, okay. Well,
no,
he's not talking about. All right,
let's.
Nick doesn't think he did it.
All right, Nick. All right, throw that aside and right now go on the whole belief
he's
that.
He's sane.
What's that?
He's a normal person.
He's not a killer. He's sane.
He's not a killer.
He's not a killer.
Well,
we got that one vote. Well, I say the motherfucker's sane. I think he should be fried. That's
even if he didn't do it.
Oh, he did it.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, he totally did it.
Oh, Ocho Man for the prosecution.
I'm for the prosecution. I think.
Should we crucify him?
Why, if there was videos in, if there was a video system in that movie theater, why hasn't that video of him shooting these people?
But Nick, what would they be guarding on this? Why have this guy as your fucking scapegoat? I mean,
no scapegoat. Not
what
a scapegoat.
Is the purpose of faking all this?
Yeah,
stuff?
Why?
Gun control. To further the gun control agenda.
Well, he's got a point there.
But for Colorado? Colorado doesn't look
for
guns.
For the country.
Okay. So they picked out the state of Colorado.
No, they picked out Connecticut in 2012. They pick out, where is there a fucking shooting?
Colorado and what?
Charleston, South Carolina. There's another little theatrical thing right there. That's what Naomi Wolf was talking about in there. It's legal to fucking fake the news. To lie to us.
Wow. So
yeah,
so,
but then why do they, if they can lie to us?
They're going
to
make this bill up and not act on it?
So what you're saying is they're probably finding more liberal states to do the shootings. That may enhance their belief.
Credibility.
Credibility.
Most likely.
Well, how about Klebold and Harris? Columbine.
Oh, they were not alone. There's a lot of stuff.
You think they did it, but they're...
Okay.
Well,
yeah, they're involved.
I was wondering about that one.
Okay. They're involved, but there were other people involved.
Remember them? Those two kids in Columbine.
The trench coat.
One of their fathers was like the lead investigator of the thing.
Speaking of which, you see that? What is it? That sheriff, his kid was joining ISIS?
Yeah.
You see that?
And the sheriff.
Up in Boston.
Boston kid.
The sheriff turned him in.
Yeah.
The family turned. And that's a beautiful thing about it. Why not turn that little fucker in?
would you turn your daughter in?
I would have turned her in a heartbeat, because that's going to tarnish my name as a Kabingian.
Hey, your name's Ocho Man.
Yeah, well, you know, Ocho Manian, Armenian. But if
Utamart.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No. It's off the subject. Go ahead.
But you know what? I just think that, you know what? It's going to be years of... The guy that shot, what's his name? Reagan. From that point on, the dad and so forth.
That John was Hinckley. Bullshit.
John Hinckley.
That was bullshit, too. Now think about this.
That was bullshit too.
Okay, I think he's a mind controlled assassin right there.
Oh, okay, but they didn't have video on that one.
Yeah, no, he shot. But you know what? Reagan said he didn't feel anything until he got into the car. I think maybe one of his Secret Service guys just popped him with a silencer.
Yeah, but wouldn't they want to kill the Secret Service guys? Know how to put out a guy.
You're right.
They're not.
You're right.
Well, maybe they just want to wound him.
That's true.
No, they wouldn't.
Well, you know, that's what happened to Huey Long.
Yeah, they'd know just where to do it, and they know just.
How about Huey Long?
But okay,
did he really get killed by Dr. Weiss?
I don't know. Let me say this about the Reagan shooting. Who stood to be the leader of the free world if Reagan would have died?
HW.
The crime family syndicate member.
If it makes you feel better, I think he just broke his neck.
We'll just say George Bush.
Yeah, but he's not going to go anywhere. He's still in good shape.
That's a shame.
Those crime families, those guys are immortal.
Yeah, they are.
Smallest violin here.
Like what's his name came up? Only the Good Die Young.
Billy Joel?
Billy Joel. Billy Joel named this song perfectly. Because guys like fucking George W. Bush, they'll live on forever, and they'll terrorize our fucking world.
So who are the good guys that died young? James Dean?
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
That's great.
A fucking
very young.
Sonny.
Kurt Cobain.
Sonny Bono.
Sonny Corleone.
Sonny Bono.
Sonny Bono.
Sonny Bono was whacked. He was a great politician until he ran into that tree.
Sonny Bono.
That was a conspiracy if I've ever heard one.
Hey, Nick, look into that. How the fuck can a guy hit a tree skiing?
Come on.
I think that tree was an alien.
Planted by Venusians, but
they named an airport after him. What do you want? Jesus Christ.
That's what they do,
You should have that happen to you. What do you want named after you? Remember that from Green Berets? They named it Provost Privy?
No, I didn't see that.
You ever see that Green Berets?
Oh, yeah.
Nixon and Green Berets.
A long time ago.
Remember that guy, the private, he's going, you know, all these buildings are named after heroes. Dead heroes. His name was Sergeant Provo, and then when he died, besides, it sings.
I'll tell you who isn't dead.
Provost Privy.
Who's that?
Tupac Shakur.
He's alive?
He is alive.
Oh, motherfucker, he came out with another CD.
Really weird. On his album, All Eyes on Me, you know how he went by Machiavelli, who faked his death?
Yep.
Also, Machiavelli is an anagram for Am Alive. I am alive, I think. They're all in there, I believe.
I don't know about
that. Am Alive or I Am Alive.
In Machiavelli?
There might be some leftover letters.
Nick, check that out. Chris, check that out. Yeah.
That's the best. I've never heard of that.
It's an anagram with leftover letters.
There might be
letters.
Some leftover words.
That's a quasi-gram.
I am alive.
Well, static.
Machiavelli, it could be.
Okay, check this out.
Wait a minute, there's two L's in Machiavelli.
Well, I think the way he spelled it was with one.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
You
know who Machiavelli was, by the way?
No, go ahead.
All right.
Okay, but...
you're going to leave me like that? Fucking
look it up, you dumbass.
The guy that faked his
death. You bring it up.
I know he faked his death.
That could be a fucking pasta for all I know.
I read The Prince. He wrote The Prince. He was a politician. during in Renaissance Italy, and he was noted for being very underhanded and very. He was a very intelligent
guy.
You
would know underhanded.
Of course, I wish I was Machiavelli.
You fucking voted for every one of them underhanded.
Okay,
pricks.
This is a bombshell.
Where did that come from, Fatso?
I actually.
Hey. End of the show, I want a fucking picture with us four. We'll bring in... And I just want these people to know that I'm not a size of a fucking door like this prick makes me out to be.
Okay,
okay,
folks.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Nick.
All right. I'm going back to the...
I want you to lift up your shirt for that picture.
Oh, you fuck yourself, you prick. I know I'm out of shape. Go ahead, Nick. Go ahead.
Supposedly
hairy belly again. He's a fucking prick.
Right, there's supposedly an autopsy video of Tupac Shakur, okay?
Yeah.
With a missing, with his neck tattoo is not in that photo, okay?
Is this out to the public?
Yeah.
Chris, can you get that?
There is also a famous picture, a very infamous picture, before he got shot. He was leaving Caesar's Palace, and he's in a car with Suge Knight, and Suge is driving, and there are no keys in the ignition.
Well, how do you know that?
You can see the ignition.
But you can't see the keys.
Right.
Well, can't there be one of those start buttons like my BMW?
I don't know. You know what? Don't tell me that. It was a fucking BMW. Are you serious?
Yeah.
He's in a BMW.
Yeah.
96, did they have those?
No, my BMW had...
Did they have those in 96?
No, I had a 2003.
Not a 96.
My had an ignition.
No, yours was 96, too.
He might have had
2003.
There it is.
When
man.
I went to L.A.
That was a Mercedes.
Oh, that was a Mercedes. Okay.
Okay, so he's got an album called All Eyes on Me. In a song called Can't See Me... Here's the lyrics. The blind stares of a million pairs of eyes looking hard but won't realize that they will never see the P-Pac. So what I think that means, I think that he's alive and he's writing somebody else's shit and he's putting it out there. And those guys, that's what he means by that.
When did
he
supposedly
never
die?
See. They'll hear from me, but they're not going to see who it is. They're going to see somebody
and
else.
He's talking
and
about
that
millions.
Person, I believe that rapper is Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, you've even broken
wow.
down to that.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
I do. Boy. In 2012, there was an LA show.
I wish we could have got a drum roll.
Check this out. Snoop and Dr. Dre and who is it? The Game. What? Some other like West Coast heavy guys are up there and they're like even saying, follow this guy because we're passing the torch on to him. You know what I'm saying? And they're pubbing him and getting behind him and shit, and I think he's Tupac.
Well, you know the classic.
I don't think he's Tupac.
The classic
I think
phony death is Elvis.
Yeah.
Do you have any...
I used to think that he could have been alive, but
no, not anymore.
People left him alone.
Morrison,
no, and he did a lot of. Well, yeah, Morrison's thing that's in this book.
See, I wouldn't put it past Morrison to pull.
Morrison.
Like
oh,
that.
Also, Tupac was also besides the missing tattoo on the autopsy photo, he was cremated the next day.
Who would be the number one person that would fake his death? Or her death. Who would be the number one? Now, you brought up Tupac. Is that your number one?
Well, I mean, Paul McCartney. I really believe Paul
McCartney
was killed and
your
replaced.
Guy. Okay.
I really think that
would
was the
be
biggest
yours
time.
That,
yeah,
that
biggest
would,
thing.
He's got Paul McCartney.
I don't know. I guess
he doesn't believe
Jim
no,
Morrison.
You,
I guess.
Oh,
I don't
no,
know.
You would say this.
Who
you
would
who I'm going to say?
All right. Well, you.
Andy Kaufman.
Andy Kaufman. I don't think he's bright enough.
You know,
bullshit, that motherfucker made it to where he... I mean,
why? Why would he fake his death?
He would love stuff like this. I mean, the guy thrived on it.
Morbid kind of sense of humor?
Oh, God, yeah. He even liked to
what
act
a good
like another
I think you
got
to be, but
so
I think
true,
you have
man.
To be more or less... You
That's
know, you
so
have to
true.
Be some kind of high icon.
I guarantee you,
yeah, but Andy
Kaufman's
not that...
the type of guy that would love to be the second
him.
Person just kick back
and
watch all
watch
this.
It all, yeah.
Watch it all.
Yeah, but then once you come back and say...
Not Andy Kaufman. He would love to be in that second fucking identity rest of his life and just say, Andy died. And if they asked him.
That is so true. You got him pegged.
Yeah.
You totally do. That's
I mean,
so
now, was that whole thing with that wrestler, that was supposedly fake? Where he pile-drived him and
yeah.
everything?
Yeah. Man, I just
what
saw
was his
something
name?
About
King
it.
King, the King Lawler.
Lawler, yeah.
Jerry the King Lawler.
Jerry the
right.
King
Lawler. Yeah.
Now, supposedly that was real. Now, I don't know about
no,
it.
That
was that fake?
That was real.
Now, I've read both. What do you think? I go to the expert.
Oh,
here.
I think it was fake because okay. they were like buddies or something.
That's what
afterwards.
I thought. Yeah,
yeah.
They
it's
said
in the movie,
they're funny. They're
and
good,
why not
good
be
buds?
Fake? You guys are. Good. That's mm-hmm. a good point because you
well,
know.
Well, I mean, these guys. Yeah, but these guys take that personally because Kaufman was wrestling with women and making a joke out of it, and I could see where the guy would get pissed.
See, it might have got serious at first. It might have been right. serious at first, and then the guy probably thought, okay, fine, let's go with it.
Let's roll with it. Yeah, I really think that, too.
Yeah.
I think that's how the wrestlers do it. They really actually... Fucking, I watched this one guy one time. His name was Von Roschke.
I got a story about him.
He put the fucking claw on him, on his own self, and they had to bring like five people to get the claw off of his own head.
He clawed himself.
Clawed himself because he had it out like this. And the listeners out there, he's got it stuck out, this claw.
Yeah, I remember it.
And then it suddenly the claw turned on him.
Oh, Dr. Strangelove.
And started coming at his face. And then it got him. And all you seen was his legs up in the air. And you seen these guys running to him going, help him out, he's going to kill himself.
I hope they said it in German. But he, you know, there's a guy at our gym that did some pro wrestling. True story. And he wrestled Baron Von Roschke and apparently screwed up the script, and Von Roschke fucked him up.
Really?
Beat the crap out
That's
of him.
That's kind
of
like what you always say about the play that you were in. If you fuck it up, I'm going to let you have it, you little prick. Yes.
Well, he messed up the script, and Baron Von Roschke thrashed him.
Well, I'll tell you.
Nazi he was.
Who we didn't kill? Saddam. We hung the double.
Ooh. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, him I could see faking it.
Now, listen, there was a double, and right before before they hung this guy, Saddam's wife was let in to see Saddam, and she ran out of the cell. What have you done to my husband? That's not him.
Oh.
All right. Why
would they keep him, though?
Oh, he was gone. He escaped. He got away, maybe.
Oh, he escaped.
Yeah. Oh, he got away, yeah. They only had a double. They got Uday and Kuse, we got to get this guy down.
I don't know about this, but look, I do know that you brought up a good point maybe like 2-3 shows ago about Bin Laden. Why can't we fucking have seen them putting this guy down?
Or a picture.
Or
there's
some
no
sort of picture. And don't tell me you're offending the Muslims, because half the Muslim world or three-quarter Muslim world would be like, hey, whatever, dude. I got to move on with my life. Why would they have said we're going to... No one likes you in the Middle East anyway, U.S., so what the fuck you care about Muslims liking you?
They don't.
So why can't we have seen that picture? Am I bringing up
I'd rather see
point?
His porn collection. What did they catch him with? What were those movies they caught him with, Chris?
Oh, when you relax about the movies. I'm asking a legit question.
But check
dead.
This out on
he's
the on
what,
the Saddam
what makes
thing,
you
man.
Say that, though?
I hear you. I totally agree.
Because if they wanted to fake it, they would have done it right before the election, I think. They wouldn't have done it a year and a half before the election.
But why
if
can't
it's going
to
be all phony.
Make if I'm one of the victims of 9/11 and so
I
forth,
know. Well,
why wouldn't I want to see
that? Because, like they said, I'm not saying their logic is correct, but they are saying they want to make a martyr. They don't want to make a martyr out of the guy. They want to kill him and throw him in the ocean. That's the
I don't think
that's
it
the
was
rationale.
Really Barack's doing. I think it was the military.
Did you know some of the books he had were on the Illuminati?
No.
Osama bin Laden had? Yeah, that's actually a legitimate, like...
Really?
Yeah.
No shit.
A news source released that he had all these English language stuff, everything from international law.
Wonder if he had
Illuminati.
That new...
And a substantial collection of porn.
Like yeah, oh, I had a good guy. Did you hear about Harper Lee having that new book they found?
No.
It supposedly sucked bad.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you know... Really? Well, you know... You've heard of To Kill a Mockingbird, Ocho Man?
Of course, yeah. Right. We had to
okay.
read that.
Well, I have to...
School.
Okay, that was a book. Well, there was another book with Atticus Finch, apparently, and it says he was a bigot and hated blacks, etc. Because here's this guy.
Oh, they
that's
got
like,
rid of that book?
Well, they just brought it. No, it just came out.
Oh.
And it was never published, except it was written before To Kill a Mockingbird, and it just came out. But supposedly it's horrible.
I tell you what, everything nowadays has got to be politically correct. Politically correct. I don't want to jump into anything else right now.
Ahead,
so go ahead.
Jump.
Let's talk about whatever we're
Nick
talking about
else?
Here. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say something about the Saddam thing.
Oh. Yeah,
is
go
because
ahead.
If you ever watched the video of him being hung or the person being hung.
Hanged,
thank you. They go up to this guy and
I said that. He would have jumped all over him.
One of the executioners, Propadopoulos, goes to Saddam right before they put the noose around his neck and very civilly and kind of matter-of-factly tells him that they're going to put, and this is what, they put this padding around his neck first and then they put a noose around it. They put like what looked like a miniature weight belt or something around like a padding. Like
Chris, find that
fucking
execution.
Around his neck and and you see him, then this guy with the black mask on, the executioner, explaining to Saddam, whoever, why they're doing that. And the now, of course, I don't speak their language, so the news person was saying that they were explaining that it's so that they wouldn't rip it, the rope wouldn't rip his head off. Okay.
Ah.
Now that's I'm sorry, that's really unpleasant, but I've never seen that happen before. And he just looks like, yeah, okay. I think this guy doesn't believe he's going to be hung. I think he thinks there's going to be a table there or something to land on. And they had to destroy the evidence, and they went ahead and hung him.
Why is he fucking letting
That's
him
not Saddam Hussein, man. What? Watch this. There it is. Watch this. See that?
Ah.
What's that about?
Well, that's the same reason they, you know, like when they give you the lethal injection, they still put a little alcohol.
No, it's going to show him, like, after he's, when he's hanging there. So,
yeah, let's see that.
It's very graphic.
Yeah, good.
I'm just saying that I think that he doesn't.
Made by the USA.
Well, that news looks pretty.
I don't think he really thought he was going to die.
Well, they didn't put a hood over him or anything.
They said he refused one. Oh, they didn't show it.
Oh, damn it.
I've seen it, though, and they did hang somebody there, so.
Yeah, I've seen censored. That, too. But why would they...
Now, what about Hitler? Did Hitler get away?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Hitler got away in a time machine, I believe.
Well, I didn't see that
one. I love it, Nick. I love you, baby.
The Nazi bell. Have you ever heard of the Nazi bell? What is...
No, I haven't.
Glock. Was it Glock something? And that's how you say it in German. Anyway, check this out. They were looking into time machines. Yeah. They had help with the ET, so they with their weaponry and stuff. And Wernher von Braun even said that when he was asked, how were you able to develop so much high-tech weaponry, you know, in such a short amount of time?" He said, "We had help from them." He was standing in the Pentagon, and he was referring to the like X-Files, so to speak. Oh. And he was like, "You mean them meaning foreign technology, so they're like real foreign technology,
real foreign, right?
So,
Operation Paperclip,
that's all they
read
they
that
came
book
in through
about
all
that.
That's how mind control. That's how we learn about mind control through that. But shit, what was I saying before that?
So you think, but you think Hitler?
Oh,
well,
so anyway, yeah. So the Nazis were looking into this to time machine, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, here's the executioner.
Drop
again.
Him.
Hitler.
He's. Oh, boy.
But you know what? Look
what's he saying? Fuck him up?
He's,
fuck him up? What?
No, they're not. He's not in America.
That's a big noose.
That is a big noose.
Well, I think that's the idea. When you hang him, the noose is supposed to break his neck, right? So he doesn't choke.
Right. But, you know.
That's a real art, you know, being a...
He's probably wondering, are they really going to do this?
Yeah, I guess he's...
Because...
He might have been drugged. Probably sedated.
Yeah, maybe.
He was
oh, wow, there's the door.
Wow, cool. Allah Akbar.
Allah Akbar.
Clunk.
And Chris doesn't say much, but when he does...
Yeah.
Oh,
it's profanity.
There he goes.
Wow, good one.
Yeah.
Well, okay, let's see him. Let's see him dangle.
Yeah. Fucking... W, the war criminal, did that one.
So, folks, when did Hitler die, supposedly, on the record?
April 30th, 1945.
Okay, 1945. In 1965.
But did he...
So, we had a technical difficulty. It happens when I talk.
Yeah.
Anyway,
dude.
1945, supposedly Hitler gets shot. My theory is he got into the Nazi Bell, their time machine, with a few other people that went missing that they never found.
Well, they found Martin Bormann.
Did they? Okay, so,
yeah,
and
they
check this
him,
out.
Supposedly.
In 1965, 20 years later, exactly 20 years later, in Pennsylvania, a bell-shaped craft fell out of the sky in Kecksburg, Pennsylvania, in 20 years after Hitler died, in a bell-shaped craft. And, it's
and
called,
he was in it?
No.
Well, that's the implication.
But I'm trying to imply that maybe that was a time machine and it came back in 1965.
Well, I think Hitler was born in 88.
Because they say that this thing was...
1888.
The townspeople of Kecksburg that saw it said that it was put on a flatbed, or like the army was down there in minutes, and that it was put on a flatbed truck, and that it was shaped like an acorn. But the drawings of it also could look like a bell. The Nazi bell. There's pictures of the Nazi bell.
And they took that.
They took it. Oh, yeah. The army came and got it.
And
took
real
it away.
Quickly?
Yes. Well, yeah. Wow. Yeah, they were there. Men in Black were there. All those guys.
Men in Black.
I just watched that second one last night.
That's horrible.
So wasn't that bad.
Maybe Hitler was right. there.
Maybe the third one was horrible.
I didn't see the third one.
Yeah.
There's also a theory that he's like... that in the North Pole or South Pole that there's like this paradise.
The polar bears.
No. Like in the middle of this Arctic.
South Pole's melting.
Do you know what I'm talking about? No. There's this. Oh God, I wish I knew what it was. Where he found some kind of portal.
Come on, buddy.
And it's like
come
a pair. Forget.
Go ahead, say something.
I brought up the polar bear. Here you go again,
go ahead, you prick.
Leave me alone with the polar bear.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know any one guy in this fucking world that hates the polar bear as much as you.
I don't hate the polar bear. Why?
Oh, fuck, I mentioned the polar bear around
this. That doesn't mean anything about global warming. That's what I'm saying. And their population has doubled in the last 10 years. There you go again.
Okay, there you go. I didn't say anything, though. I just saw.
No, you said asshole. That's what, a-hole.
One of you guys out there that are listening, please email us and tell us how sick of the polar bear, global warming, these guys talking about this shit. Please tell us.
You obsess about your weight. I obsess about global warming. We're spending $1 billion a day
about me.
On this
argue
nonsense.
With me a little. Challenge me.
You got rid of me as your friend. What the fuck you care
that's
if
right.
I post anything about
I don't care
poor
if you
polar
post,
bear?
But now that I'm looking you right in the face, and that's difficult, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, well, it's fuck. At least
I'm
getting
late. Unbelievable waste of money.
All right, go ahead, Nick. What were we getting?
Yeah, God.
Oh, I don't know.
What were we
why don't you
talking
put the
about,
polar bears man? In a time machine?
Why don't we put a polar bear and eat your ass? Fucking little fucker.
What are you licking first?
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Coca-Cola, too.
Now's a good time to bring up skinwalkers. You ever heard of them? You ever know cryptozoology? You know what that is?
No, but I'm going to tell you what's upsetting me, though, Nick.
What's that?
What's upsetting me is last night when I'm watching the ESPYs, and you got, what's his name now? He's not Bruce Jenner.
Caitlyn
Jenner. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not politically correct. I don't know her new name or whatever. Yeah. And they give her the ESPY Award. Arthur Ashe Award, and I'm thinking, you know what? We got all those servicemen that have died.
Courage
in
or something?
Iraq, in Afghanistan. In that movie, Lone Survivor, I was like, wow, these guys, man.
He had a rough day, didn't he?
A rough day at that place. And these guys don't get shit. They don't get talked about. But this guy becomes a woman. Next thing you know, they give her, and he's like, I would like to just say, extend out
did
to
he
all
sound
the
like
trans
a woman?
No, hell no.
Oh, he sounds like a guy?
He sounded like our GM. he extends out and says, I just like to say, hang in there or some shit like that to all the little young trans.
Oh, those little TGs?
Yeah, whatever they are. I don't care. You know what? That's fine, but...
Yeah, but here's the problem.
For people to give them a standing ovation to, are
you
kidding me?
Well, they're all being pussies and politically correct. But did you know in California, I think it's California, your kid can get a sex change at 15 without parental...
Yeah, I heard that.
Without parental...
Oh, my God.
That's fucked up.
Permission? Did you know that?
Only in California.
I think at 15.
Land of fruits and nuts.
So you can't smoke. You can't... No, it goes to fruits, flakes, and nuts.
Don't forget, my cousin's
I think
company.
Most of our people that listen are from
it.
California.
I love fruits and nuts.
Yeah, well, we've got American nut. Yeah, American nut.
Could you imagine going up to your dad and going, hey, Dad, I think I might be a girl. Can I have a sex change operation?
Ahead,
man, beat the snot out of me.
I don't mean if anymore because I love gay people and crazy people. So
not yet.
I love the insane.
No.
I love
trust
the gay,
me. So.
Yeah,
I work with gay people.
I love
kid.
California.
I was
this
a
isn't
w-
gay. This is transgender. It's different.
Yeah, but it still doesn't matter.
It matters.
No. What I mean on that is...
If you're a grown adult, go ahead.
No, I understand.
Yeah,
I totally agree with you. I'm talking about, like Nick just said, we've got gay friends. I worked with gay people when I was a waiter and all that. Great guys. I mean, they didn't act like you guys would think out there that hitting on people and all that. These guys kept it business-wise. But my thing, why are you laughing over there, Chris?
Because the whole notion of anybody hitting on you
I'm
is
not
so
sure
ludicrous.
Thinks of that, but.
Well, hitting on me, you're the one you're fucking calling back
anybody.
At a Jewish hotline, sex hotline, you motherfucker.
Hey, by the way, did you see that Plenty Fish was bought out by Match?
No.
That's what I heard.
That
look that up,
now?
Will you, Chris? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I hope it means I have to start paying.
Hey, what's the Christian singles? Do that one. Just
I
for
want
fun.
Devil Worshipper singles. That'd be more fun.
$575
million
acquisition.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Damn,
we
I hope I don't start paying.
We should have had a fucking...
Yeah, Match.com bought them.
Oh, unbelievable. But I'm just saying to you,
what are you saying?
There's good
gay
people out there.
Nobody's got any problem with
there.
Anybody being gay. Who cares?
But my problem is,
nobody.
You shouldn't be on ESPY and getting a standing ovation for as a courageous
But you
trans.
Said it before. This political correctness is destroying this country just little by little. Now it's a lot by a lot, but That's just emblematic of what we're talking about.
But then you mention our guy in that movie Sniper, who's they don't even make a noise. They don't even clap for him.
That's a sports thing, though, right? It's got to be a sports thing, right? The ESPYs are for sports.
Yeah, then what's an athlete. What's Bruce Jenner? I mean,
I know.
Caleb
a very tenuous
Jenner.
Relationship. He was decathlete, so I guess technically.
Last time he
40
did
years
was
ago,
1976.
I'm not going to argue with you. If you want to argue, bring up, you know, the PBs. But this guy, he doesn't deserve anything.
I'm happy that he's happy for him, but don't fucking bring it up to us and have everyone.
Did anybody keep their seat though? I wonder. Did anybody just stay seated?
That's what I was just about to ask you.
Who had the guts not to get up and start clapping?
I'm saying everyone had to stand up there.
Really? We did. Would you have done it? I'd just sat down.
I'd have to stand up.
Why?
I don't know, but I don't know if I'd clap.
Why be a hypocrite?
Stand up. I don't know. Because I got everyone then watching me,
the only guy
sitting down.
Probably get you laid.
Why would that get me laid?
Some Republican woman would love it.
Really? They're not there.
Well, they're watching.
All right, fine. Nick, go ahead. Go ahead, babe.
No. I'm just listening.
Yeah, but I'm just saying to you right now, I don't think that he deserved all that attention.
No, I don't. I think the whole thing is just sick. If you want to do that, I'm a firm believer in personal freedom. Do that. I think it's weird that somebody died in a wreck right before he got this operation. I think the whole thing is
a sacrifice thing,
kind of weird. It's weird.
You know what I would have thought that would have been really cool. What he would have done is he's got this award in his hand, and he says, "I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this.
Yeah,
I love every one of you for giving me this opportunity, but I just want to blend in with everyone now, and I don't deserve."
But he ate it up.
Yeah, he loved it.
Oh, he ate it up.
Sure, are you kidding? Yeah,
and he should have said, "My goal in life is not to accept this award, but just to blend in with society
and be a part of the world.
I want to be
shit.
And that would have been to all the people out there that are in his position that would have said, "Wow, that is what we wanted to hear."
Yeah. Well, he would have got a little pass from some people.
Well,
you're right.
A lot of people. Then you would have had the people like me that are saying, "What the fuck?"
And then I said,
"Bravo. That was really beautiful."
I don't have any problem with him. I don't know about the award. I think it's a little crazy, yes. But I don't think any of us have a problem with a grown man who's got this, I don't know, this mania about being a woman. Okay, change your sex.
Would you pipe him or her?
Not if he has a dick, no.
I don't think he's got a dick.
No, I think he still has a dick, right?
Yeah, he does.
I think they sliced it
off. I think it would still matter if he did or didn't anymore.
I think he's got it still.
So you would have sex with a transsexual.
Yeah,
He's a woman now, yeah.
He's not.
If they give him a vagina, he's a woman.
Wait a minute. You would have sex with her or him or whatever?
Not if he's got a dick, no.
No, but if they converted that to...
That's a woman then. If she's beautiful?
You're a sick dude.
What's that got to do with it? It's a woman.
At least you would have known that was a woman before. And if you're going to be gay and that's a man,
well,
now,
to go the other way, I wouldn't have
been converted around.
Well, to go the other way, I wouldn't. Wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. Yes, I guess I would. If she had a vagina, she's a woman, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't touch anybody with a dick. That's all.
What if she's got a vagina and a dick?
Well, that's a hermaphrodite. No, no dick. No dicks.
Dude,
even testicles. Even if you didn't have a dick, it still had testicles. I wouldn't touch it.
As horny as you are, if she
well,
had
right now,
over.
Yeah, maybe. Ah, oh, right now, yeah. I'd let you stick it up my ass right now. But you know, when times were good, no.
Oh wow.
You know, before I got old and ugly, sure.
You're never ugly, my friend.
Oh, thank you. And you were never fat. You always were slim.
Fuck. I tell you what. This guy next to me, he's always in great shape, and he
still can't
takes care of himself. And he's a good guy.
Doesn't matter. I'd rather be fat and getting laid. Hey, speaking of which, Nick and I were discussing the electrical universe. I just got done reading a couple of books on that.
What the fuck is that about?
Well, I mean, the typical Newtonian theory is that everything is gravity. You know, that's why the planets rotate around the sun, et cetera, et cetera. Well, according to this guy and some pretty damn good, I mean, you know, Nobel Prize winning physicists, that gravity is all a bunch of horse shit, and it's more electricity is what's driving the universe. Such as sunspots.
Electricity,
yes, which is 37 orders of magnitude more powerful than gravity. Interesting theory, yeah.
So does this have any translation to my Tesla? that I own? Electricity? Electricity.
In what manner is that question being asked?
Well, I mean, maybe the environment, the whole fucking...
No, that puts to rest that whole global warming nonsense anyway, if you believe in the electrical universe.
Okay. Well, that was my question.
Yes. But it's a very interesting, and Nick mentioned that he didn't believe in the gravity, Newtonian gravity theories. How about quantum physics, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that would get a rise out of him.
How about that?
Quantum entanglement?
What's that mean?
Quantum entanglement. Two particles, they can be theoretically at the end of the universe, and if you observe one particle and change, and you know its spin and you know all its properties, you immediately know all the properties of the other particle, no matter how far away it is, and even at faster than the speed of light.
Did you know that, Nick?
Quantum entanglement.
I've heard of that. I mean,
I've tested it over and over again, and
it's hard for me to wrap my head around.
Yeah,
I've actually experienced this in bumper cars. when I went around at corners making a sharp turn, I've noticed this shit happen.
Let me explain quantum physics to you the way. Ever heard of Schrödinger's cat?
Let me tell you.
Have you ever heard of Schrödinger's cat?
I would be that fucking guy on Holy Grail with the two fucking pigeons on that scale and all that.
You'd be the wooden witch.
I'd be the guy with...
You'd be the duck.
Not with the fucking witch. That scientist guy that always dropped that flap on his head, you know?
Uh-oh. Which one did he talk? What are you talking about?
In
which one?
Monty Python movie.
Holy Grail? Yeah, but isn't that the one if she weighs the same as a duck, she's made of wood, et cetera, et cetera, she's a witch? And they just burned her anyway.
Not the woman, though. But
the guy. Who are you? So well versed in science?
That's right. That's the one.
A duck. And so anyway, Schrödinger's cat. This explains quantum physics better than anyone I can explain.
All right.
You've got a cat in a box, right? You can't look in the box.
Mm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Inside the box, there's also a pellet with poison. Okay. There's also a radioactive element in that box. If the radioactive element decays, the pellet is released, killing the cat. Okay?
So this pellet is neutralized in the box without being open?
We don't know.
Okay.
If this radioactive particle decays, it will release the pellet, killing the cat, the poison.
Okay.
By quantum physics, that cat is neither dead or alive. It is both.
Figure that out. Zombie.
It's neither dead nor alive.
It's a fucking
because quantum zombie. Physics is all about probabilities. It is not about. It is not about. Yep. You can't measure it.
So how did they come up with this?
Well, I didn't, but Schrödinger did.
No, I didn't.
Well, that's
say
what he's trying to explain quantum physics.
Cat in a box.
There's no real answer there. Like, if you say, where is that particle?
You don't know. Why is it got to be a cat?
Well, it does. It could be anything.
It could be anything. Yeah, it's just for purposes of illustration.
Well, I was thinking this cat had special powers to fight off this.
It has nothing to do with it. No. It's a polar bear.
Check this out, man.
How can you fit a polar bear?
Very a really big box.
Yeah, because I know you got a hard-on for polar bears.
I know a polar bear fucked you last night. Go ahead.
What kind of science is this? I heard this. If you have a triangular-shaped container, pyramid-shaped container, milk will stay fresher longer.
Oh, I've heard that, yeah.
And somebody said blades are sharpened.
Right,
themselves.
Stay sharper, yeah.
Stay sharper.
Now that is falsifiable.
That's
weird. You can take that and experiment with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I don't know. I don't know if people have done it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
What is the only food that doesn't spoil?
Only food that doesn't spoil.
Yes.
God damn,
They've
that's
found
a great
centuries
question.
Old stuff that has not spoiled.
What? Sugar?
Close, honey.
Honey.
Honey does not spoil.
Son of a bitch, I just told my wife to throw away that honey because it was old.
Give it to the polar bears.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Swine.
I would give it to the polar bear if they're still alive up there.
Oh, that's right, there's none left.
Yeah, they're all dead. They're on the island.
You know, they put Alexander the Great's body in honey when they shipped him back when he died.
No.
Yeah, they want to take him back to Greece. They stored him in honey.
Speaking of Greece, man, why don't fucking Europe get off of
Hey, check.
They're lazy bastards.
You know, I heard that if you take some apple cider vinegar and you soak some gauze with it and then put it on your wrist and like wrap it like some tape around it and you'd run like cross-country marathon and you'd be fine. Your blood, you wouldn't tire. Mm.
Huh.
I don't know about that one.
Let's go back to
to the lazy Greeks.
That's falsifiable. I could check it out.
Go ahead and do
it. I'm going to.
Karl Popper would approve.
I'm going to stink like vinegar, but I'm going
to. All right. What do you have to say about the Greeks?
I just don't know
like
how
the
European
people, right?
These European banks can put a stranglehold on Greece and just not have any fucking mind at all to work with Greece in the situation. You're going to make this
work
fucking
with them.
Country.
They're going to give another $100 billion loan. How many loans do you want to give these people? They
There's
don't want to
work. There's got to be some sort of bailout to where
sure,
it's not going to
kick them out. You kick them out of the eurozone.
You don't want to kick them.
Of course, you kick them out.
What are you going to do with them when you kick them out?
Nothing. You can't. Here's the problem. Let me give you a little economic Schrodinger cat. If you can't devalue your currency, you can't do anything. That's the problem. The Greeks can't devalue. The Germans love it. Why do you think they love the eurozone? Because everybody is on the same plane with the same money, currency.
Right.
The Germans are strong. They like that. The Greeks are weak. But they can't. So they go more and more into debt. They can't devalue. How do you, if you have a trade deficit, how do you work out of a trade deficit? You devalue your currency.
How's that? If you devalue it.
Because your imports are cheaper. It's cheaper to import things.
Yeah, but then if you're devaluing it, then you're bringing down, I guess you're
your
bringing
costs.
Down the cost.
Your exports go up, your imports go down.
Well,
you can't do that if you're on the euro.
Then your currency is being lowered.
Sure. It's not well, it's not good for people that have savings, etc., but it's
right.
good for your economy.
But
why
those
do you think
are
our economy
that...
Ocho man, what do you think is bad for our economy? A strong dollar. The stock market hates a strong dollar.
Okay, so they're saying
all
right
our
now
big companies
in
hate
America,
a strong dollar.
In America, they're saying that within 7 to 8 months, they're predicting that the interest rates will go up since the economy and the spending is going up again.
I don't think it's
going
to go up.
But that's what
it goes up if inflation goes up. It's not going to.
But they're
so
saying
they're not
interest
raise the rates.
I heard that. Okay. I didn't come up with that. They said that in 7 to 8 months, something like that, in the latter part of the year,
September.
They
not
will
7 to 8 months.
It up.
Well, that's what they think, September. Okay. But how much? A quarter of a point. It's not like it's going to go up to 5% again. It's going to be it's virtually nothing now.
What
it's zero.
That quarter do though.
Nothing. That's what I'm saying. That's not a
big
deal.
Why would they raise it?
Well, they're afraid once you start with a quarter, you get a half, et cetera, and you're going back to that, which slows down the economy. Supposedly, I don't buy it.
Okay.
But the Greeks are a different story. They all this money. They retire at 52.
Well, you're gonna fuck up the whole population of
Greece. It's already
Greece
fucked. Half the people under 25 are unemployed.
They're
half
gonna
the
go
people.
To fight. They're fighting each
fight.
Other right
Let
now.
Let them fight. They're gonna fight anybody. They hate the Germans. They're gonna fight the Germans. Good luck.
No,
they tried
fight
that once.
The Germans, but I
everything
I would
with
worry
you is a war.
I,
Everything's every, a war.
Everything with euro though. Right now, I would say, you know what? There's a country named Russia over there that would probably love to have me on their side. And I'll default on all the loans. I'll say, Euro, go fuck yourself. And matter of fact, these guys right now were voted in by Greeks that said, we don't want to pay this loan. We don't fuck the Euro. And that's what they said. And now, all of a sudden, this new government, this new regime.
Well, that's right. But you kick them out, and then they don't pay. They're not going to pay their loan anyway. You kick them out.
Okay, then. That's what I'm saying.
Then they go back to the drachma, and they can got some kind of flexibility with their currency.
Why is that so difficult for them to understand that?
Well, because they don't want to kick them out. The Europeans don't want to because you said it yourself. If they go, the rest of the pigs go. You know what the pigs are?
No.
Portugal, Ireland, Italy, Greece, and Spain. Pigs.
Yeah.
As opposed to the BRICS.
BRICS. Yeah.
Go ahead. Tell them who the BRICS are.
No, you go ahead.
Brazil, Russia, India, China.
Brazil. How did Brazil get
Brazil,
it?
Brazil. They're brick. How you can have brick without a B?
Okay.
Dumb shit.
I think
it's an anagram with extra letters.
I think what's his name is a asset of bricks. What's his name?
Really Chris out of nowhere.
Chris like that. What? Thank you, Chris. That's very, very decent of you.
Who's the big whistleblower like that? That's in Russia.
Snowden.
Snowden. I think he's a.
That guy changed his sex too.
No, the other guy, man.
That Chelsea. That guy changed his sex too. You know the guy? Daniel Manning, the guy that got his Chelsea now.
Yeah,
and we paid for that. He went to jail, got a sex change, and the taxpayers had to pay for it.
Well, that's better than paying for a $500,000 screwdriver that we probably paid for in the military.
Come on. So you want to take a guy's dick off and pay for that?
I didn't take his dick
off.
He wanted his
dick
off.
Wait a minute. We forgot to talk about, what's his name? El Chapo.
Oh, El Chapo.
Yeah, we got to get around to him. Speaking of inmates.
Here's how I look at this.
Yeah.
Any fucking prison guard right now, I would check all their accounts to see which ones got all of a sudden $2.5 million yeah. put in there.
Are you kidding? It's Mexico. You think? Yeah, he bribed the whole damn prison system. Big deal.
That's true.
Did you? Okay, before if we go back in the, do you remember there was recently a New York prison break?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, not a month ago.
Yeah,
there is on. You got to watch this. It's you won't believe
aliens?
Your eyes. No.
Oh.
It's better.
Time machine?
It's better, better,
oh,
better, better.
Wow.
You're watching this woman standing in front of Clinton Maximum Security Prison talking about, you know, how yeah. they will stand in front of where they're at yeah, and talk
yeah.
about it. Okay.
For effect, yeah.
Yeah. And then in the background, not 100 yards away, you see a man in a hood or a person in a hood walk over to the prison wall, put something on a rope, and the rope pulls this bag up the wall. And they walk
Chris, you got that?
Across this back
get
across
on that.
The street.
Is that on video?
Yes.
Holy
Chris,
shit.
Chris, get that up there.
Oh,
sounds
do
like
you
an Indian
you know what
rope
that
trick.
Is?
Remember
you
the
know
Indian
that
rope
is?
Trick?
That was a cover-up. That was supposed to be on television. So you would, so it would throw the guilty off.
Yeah, but you know, that would run
conflict.
Yeah,
so
but wouldn't
say,
that run contrary?
Things are even, things are smuggled in all the time. See, it was right
wait
there.
A minute, though. Wouldn't that run contrary to your gun control? Because, I mean, the gun sales in New York went up exponentially. Did you see that?
Well, I'll fucking tell him he's a.
Well, guy. He's not listening to me, so
no.
I gotta tell you.
He's listening right now.
I just
he's not listening.
He
to
turned
me.
His head. What can I do? I gotta talk to you.
No, there it is.
I don't listen to him either.
That's it, right there.
Stupid
man.
Fucking nut.
Now watch this video. You're going to watch this.
Okay, I want to
see
this.
There he is.
Where? Oh, there he is.
There
the guy
is.
By the car?
Yeah.
What is that? What is that? A fly?
Watch this shit. Yeah.
Get that fly off there. Oh, that's the arrow. Okay. What is he doing?
Watch.
He's walking towards the wall. He just took up the
can't
steps.
See it.
Wait, he'll come back in frame.
What did she say? She's not bad.
Oh, there he is.
What's he doing?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, the Indian rope trick.
See that?
Wow. That guy's good.
There it goes.
Oh, my God.
You're seeing it on TV, man.
Nick, how the fuck did you spot that?
And look, anybody that's going to be doing that is not going to do that in front of cameras.
And the way the camera made that happen.
Yep. Yeah. They wanted you to see that.
Oh, my God. They even went up. They even went up on the gal.
Right.
As she's talking. Look at this. Yeah. Now she'll be like this to where you're seeing all the way down to her shoulder. And now
I see it pans up.
Yeah.
I got you.
Oh, it's a dolly shot.
Oh,
hey, listen.
God,
How about that?
Did they ever figure out that... Nick, have they ever figured out the Indian rope trick? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I know.
Supposedly somebody did a scientific study.
Sir, we got something unique
here. I'll tell
you,
that's what that was.
Fucking rope.
Haven't you ever seen
so
it? The guy's blowing the little thing and the rope goes out of the basket, goes up, and the guy climbs up the rope.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
I'm not kidding. Right. Supposedly,
yeah,
they did scientific studies on that.
But let me tell you something.
Show the Indian rope trick.
This other prison break.
Well, they lie on beds of nails,
El Chapo
too.
Prison break.
Yeah, El Chapo.
This
yeah.
is in Texas, yeah? And he warned...
Mexico.
Mexico City. Okay. What I'm saying... The reason why I said Texas, of course, Mexico, because Jade Helm, military exercise that started yesterday, is down there in Texas. It just started yesterday. It's down there in Texas. And I think that... And he's... El Chapo warned that... this is a setup, too. You don't fucking tweet when you're on the lam.
If you're on Mexico, you do.
Tell me how many people
Mexico
out
so
there
corrupt.
That are fucking like seeing this and saying, you know what, I like the guy. Yeah. I'm part of that group where, you
oh,
know
Chapo?
What, that's
what
like
on
John Dillinger
guy's
right
a,
now.
Nah, he's
well,
a
now
dog.
Listen.
Oh,
fuck yourself. I like El Chapo now, the way he got out of there. They made
like
a
the
motorcycle.
Polar bears better than I like El Chapo.
They made a motorcycle ready for him once he got
that
down
just
that
goes
tunnel.
To, yeah, but that just goes to show you why Mexico's
that
in such a state
you
of
a power.
Shit.
Power.
Yeah, corruption. That's
50
what it is.
$50 million in bribes.
Yeah, that's right. You throw enough money around
to get out of there.
Sure.
Oh, I would have done it if I got the money.
Yeah, I've had
how much would it take you to have done it for $50?
No, they wouldn't have let me go for $50.
Well, now, these
bucks.
Two guys in New York, though, supposedly one of them was screwing one of the guards, right? Mm-hmm. Some gal.
Yeah,
she was in
I
on it.
I thought a guy was arrested.
No,
it
was a woman.
Was, really?
A woman. She yeah, was in woman. On it.
But tell me
ugly
what.
Broad.
Here's the thing. Ugh. How the ugly hell, it said that these guys sawed out with these electric saws. Who the hell didn't hear that? Who the hell didn't they hear these guys sawing through
well,
concrete
it's
in
gotta
their
be, Nick.
Cells?
It's
maybe
gotta
it was a thunderstorm.
Be a whole
like,
fucking team effort
up.
Here.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the Shawshank Redemption? Yes. Wasn't there a thunderstorm?
But only one. I thought only one guy went down for it.
There's a lot of thunderstorms in Mexico. No, we're talking fucking desert.
I thought we were talking New York.
That was New York. It's New York. I'm talking about.
El Chapo didn't need any saws. He gets walked out under a tunnel with a damn motorcycle. Yeah, he had a monorail down there like fucking Epcot.
What a driver!
Christ.
What a driver!
Yeah, right. But he had a chauffeur.
Electric saw. On top of that, he gets on in a single jet plane, and he's like giving thumbs
first
up.
Class. He's flying first. He's flying better than we are.
Man. I'm surprised he didn't give us where he's landing.
I'm going to give a little editorial now. That is why Mexico is in the state it's in. Because democracy, Nick, here you go. What makes democracy a success? Property rights, adherence to the law, and no corruption.
Oh,
and they've got all that in Mexico.
What is all that that you
mentioned?
That's
what it means.
It
used to be. Not anymore, but
nothing,
it used to be.
Nothing.
Well, that's what they're attacking.
Like that.
And I'm sure Nick will back me up on that.
Oh, you're saying here it's not like that.
Well, it used to be, but it's much better than Mexico. Mexico, that's it. Money buys everything.
Well, I just think that the whole El Chapo thing, I think that it's arranged.
Sure,
I think
of course
he's
it is.
You know what I'm saying? And
in Mexico,
he's probably
if you bribe
like,
anybody, yeah, you bribe anybody. And that goes for their leader, Negron.
I'm saying it's a bigger thing, a broader scope, of course.
Well, it's all corruption. The whole country's corrupt.
I think that it's going to happen.
There's good people there trying to get shit right.
Attaboy, Donald. You go, baby.
Hey, Donald. Donald Trump, he's a fucking idiot. And
I'm
going to
dye my hair orange, too.
Yeah, fucking, he's a moron. He's a moron. And I tell
why,
you what.
Because he's against the Iran deal?
No, not only that. I didn't even know he had any voice on that. I just don't like him ripping on the Mexican
people.
He's
ripping on the illegal immigrants. That's what I'm ripping
on,
too. I don't even get some Mexicans. One of my best friends is Mexican.
I mean, come on,
that's
man.
That's what they're not sending. Are you? They're sending architects and engineers and doctors over.
Well, they're not sending rapists over.
Of course they are. They're sending all kinds of gangsters and rapists.
Oh, my God.
How do you
not
know
all
that?
Of them. He didn't say everybody.
That's what he's in.
He generalized.
How about this poor gal?
He
said it artlessly, but it's true.
Oh, it's
they're not
true.
All coming over here to
it's
pick
true.
Melons.
They're fucking working on our roofs, for the love of God.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't hire them.
Yeah, well, it's
and
not
they're also shooting people on the wharf. That
in
poor
any
gal.
Case, in
what,
any
what about
case.
That poor? Was that fake?
They are not shooting. Someone got shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Not they are not shooting.
Five
they
times the guy's been deported. He keeps coming back.
El Chapo goes with Chilado, that fucking restaurant that you ate at.
Me?
That burrito that you brought home one time. Remember that? That was a damn good burrito.
What are you talking about?
That Chipolato.
Chipotle?
Chipotle. Right?
Yeah, fuck. That's why I said it wrong.
When did I bring that? When did I eat?
Well, you brought it to my house that time.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a damn good sandwich. In any case, hey, Chris, how are we doing on time,
I
babe?
Thought we were
I
doing
we're
two
an hour
episodes.
And 20 minutes.
Oh, well, our guy's got to go. Hey,
yeah, I got to run.
You know what, Nick? It's
that's
been
right.
Great having
we'll
you.
We'll let him go, and we laugh at him when he's gone. What a crackpot.
Yeah, we'll do another 15 Jeez. Minutes
where'd you,
here.
Where'd you get that
is that
moron?
Okay with you, too? Is that okay, Chris?
Oh, yeah, we don't
right,
need
we'll
Nick.
We'll do 15 more.
Let's stick to sane stories.
Hey,
huh?
Nick, what do you got going this weekend?
Yeah, what do you got?
Oh,
you going to blow up a Walmart, Nick?
No, but stay away from the Walmarts. I'm just
stay
giving
away
a
from
trying to
get the beef and bean chimichanga burrito at Walmart. $1.
Remember the bill that I talked about?
Nothing for you.
God.
That was unnecessary.
Yeah, you remember that the news is fake. That's all.
News is
and
fake.
Stop watching
don't
TV.
Trust Whitey's. If you catch something, it goes don't, to the doctor.
Yeah. I got away
shit,
in a time
Shinola.
Machine. Jesus was an alien. What
breaking
else did we get yesterday?
News is fake.
I got a black sedan waiting for me outside. I got to run it.
You got to.
All right, brother. All thank right. you very much. Yeah. We'll see you next.
You take the first Nazi bell out of here, will you? Yeah, there he goes.
There goes all Nick. Right.
Where did you find that kid? At least one.
I tell you what, I love Nick.
He's a good
he's
guy.
Great.
I got
well,
I'll
Nick.
Tell you, you
Nick's our
you
man.
Nailed it with him.
He is awesome, man.
Oh, it beats fucking Tony. Tony had a Twinkie in his mouth. Fucking
let's get Tony in here. I wouldn't
no,
mind
I,
that. Come on, 10 minutes of Tony.
I don't want Tony.
He's got sandals on though. I bet his feet stink.
Oh God, yeah.
I can help him with that. Though.
He's got that toe jam.
I can
going.
Give him. I can give him Botox injections in his feet. That helps.
I don't want to see any of that. Keep him out of here. Keep him out of here. Fucking Flintstone.
All right. Well, so as long as Nick's gone, we can get to sports. What about the All-Star game? Any got any comments on that?
You know, the All-Star game, I really wanted to see my guy, Frazier, win that as well, but he didn't. But he did
I thought he
win
did.
The home run
yeah,
derby.
Right, he won the home run derby.
Yeah, but he did not.
Do you watch that? Isn't
Michael
that stupid?
Trout is unbelievable.
I guess so. I don't know. I didn't know the guy was that good, but I guess he is.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, if you get out of your head out of fucking polar bears for 1 minute and just understand
this guy.
Trout is
don't
a fucking,
start.
I didn't start. I'm
check
just
the polar
you.
Bear population, will you?
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah,
how do you know about the polar bear population?
Well, all right, then check the trout population. I don't care what you check, but it's not. Global warming's a phony. Anybody listening,
all right.
It's a phony.
Every time I bring
it's
it up
hoax.
To you, you take a shot at my fucking weight.
Why do you believe
right
in
now?
It? I want to know why you believe in it.
Because I'm actually seeing...
Where? What?
I'm seeing how this fucking companies are really... I worked at Granite City Steel,
what's
man.
That got to do? That's and not I'm, carbon dioxide.
And they're
that's particulates.
All sorts of shit.
Right.
We
that's
had
to, nothing
we
to do with global...
And all
that's
that shit.
Pollution. That's air pollution. That's not
that's
CO2.
That's hurting the air.
So what? That's not global warming.
What do you mean, so what?
Well, that's different, but they're controlling that, too. Those emissions are down.
That's part of what I'm saying.
But it's not global warming, Ocho Man. That's the difference. CO2 is not causing global warming.
All right. So, you know what? We're different.
There you go. Why all the fuss about polar bears? Aren't their populations increasing? In fact, booming.
Booming? What site did you go to there that the poor polar bears are dying and you're saying they're booming?
Ugh. I know this actually says it's a myth.
Yeah, oh, that's a myth, huh? Yeah. Dr. Stephen Amstrup. Oh,
what,
chief
he's
scientist
a liar?
With Polar Bears International. Oh, well, that guy knows what he's talking about.
He's the one that studies the fucking bears. Do you study bears?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's his thing.
You want me to come up with a paper that says the exact opposite? I can come up with it.
I would love
I'll bet
it.
You he can come up with it.
Okay, please
give him time, Chris.
Come.
Go ahead. Here. Find one that says the exact opposite.
I mean, here's a guy that's all he does. He read a fucking bear
global
than a
chick. Wait, there you go. Global population of polar bears has increased by 2,650 to 5,700 since 2001. There you go.
No, what's that all about, Chris?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's all that about? That's
I'm
phony.
I'm trying to read it here.
Yeah.
Now, who came up with that?
The point is...
That snake flag or
listen,
whatever?
Listen, the point is it doesn't matter. That does not prove there's global warming. That has nothing to do with it. That's a bunch of nonsense.
Well, you know what? I just wish that I could bring someone. Maybe on phone.
Let me,
if you don't fucking embarrass me.
Well, wait a minute. Can I explain
on the phone against you.
Maybe. Can I explain to you the theory of global warming? I'm not going to say yes or no to it. I'm going to explain what it is. Do you know what it is? Can I at least explain?
Yeah,
okay,
I mean,
you explain it to me.
What you talking about,
well,
without a help from Arnold.
Generalization of
yes,
this
what
is there's a... hole in our fucking
no,
system.
No, that's the ozone hole you're talking about. That's UV radiation. That is not global warming.
Well, that's because of that.
No, that's not global warming. That's because of the CFCs. That's chlorofluorocarbons. You're totally off kilter. Here is the theory of global warming for you, okay?
Well, perhaps
for kids,
the laws of physics cease to exist on your stove.
Attaboy, Joey.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. What am I, a clown? What am I not going to amuse you? All right, here. Let me amuse you.
Go ahead. I want to hear this.
Okay, right. All right. This is the theory of global warming. Okay, I'm not going to say yes or no, but this is the theory.
All right.
Okay.
Be nice.
All right. No, I'm going to give it to you scientifically.
I've got a lot of polar bear fans.
It had nothing to do with the fucking polar bears.
Well, fuck you, too. All right. The polar bears are good people, too.
Well, they're doubling in population, so you should be ecstatic. Anyway, okay, CO2 is emitted by your car, et cetera, by your breath, right? CO2. You breathe in oxygen, you breathe out CO2, correct?
Right. Okay.
Cars belch out CO2, et cetera. Coal-fired plants, CO2. Carbon dioxide. Okay. Carbon dioxide gets in the atmosphere.
Right.
Okay. The sun, do you know what radiation is? Heat. There are three types of heat. Radiation, convection, and conduction. Okay? I won't go into the details.
Okay.
But anyway, the sun radiates heat by radiation. The radiation comes to the earth in short-wave radiation. Radiation comes in wavelengths. Because it acts like a wave, and waves have certain lengths, short wavelength radiation.
Right.
Got it? Coming from the sun.
Got it. That's the first one.
It hits the earth.
Okay.
This shortwave radiation from the sun hits the earth.
That was
got
the
it?
First part.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
It hits the earth. It's reflected off the earth because supposedly the earth is a black body radiator. Okay, so it radiates. It emits the same amount that it takes in. It reflects the same amount that's hit. Okay?
Okay.
But it's long wave radiation that's reflected. Got it?
Not that part, but go ahead.
Well, the radiation turns from short wave to long wave radiation as it bounces.
I got you. Okay. All right.
The CO2 blocks long wave radiation. It allows short wave radiation in, but it blocks long wave radiation leaving.
Where does that go?
It acts like it comes back down to the earth and heats it. And that is the theory of global warming.
Okay. So
there you go.
So then it just bounces off this.
Right. It bounces off the Earth in short waves, right. goes to long waves, and the carbon dioxide
but the long waves
are blocked
is not
by CO2.
Blocked, right.
Correct.
So now it's hitting back at the Earth.
That's right. It's blocked like a blanket, theoretically, and it comes back again and heats the Earth more.
I swear to God, I never knew how that
That's
works.
That's what it was. Well, then at least you know the theory.
Maybe
but that is not
should,
what happens physically.
Maybe you should represent the polar bears in this situation.
I don't want the polar I like the polar bears dying off. Fuck
them. See, that's what I'm talking about, Chris.
Just I don't care about the polar bears.
Just when we get them on our side, this is what this prick gets going on, killing the white polar
But at
bears.
Least at least I know what the theory. How can you trust a theory you don't even know what they're talking about? That's
no,
what gets me about
absolutely
it.
Absolutely not. And
well,
there's a lot
think,
of
read
people
about
like
it.
Me
but
that
physicists
just,
have
you know that we got to trust someone.
I've got a lot of arguments against that. Physicists don't believe it. That's not what happens when carbon dioxide.
So the last part is what the whole disagreement's about.
Exactly. Because what happens is.
So
right,
your,
let me tell you
your
what really
side
happened.
Is saying that it's still going up.
Well, let me,
our
no,
side
no,
is saying that it's
okay,
coming
no,
down.
No, there are several things. There are several problems with it. Okay. First of all, the Earth is not a black body radiator. Okay. The heat that comes in, a lot of it's absorbed by the oceans, plants, forests, etc. So it doesn't just bounce back out into the atmosphere. So a lot of it, and a lot of it is blocked by CO2 also. Even the long wave radiation is blocked on the way in. Here's the other problem. CO2, once it gets hit, once radiation turns into heat,
okay.
CO2, you can
and
think
what
of.
What stage is that?
Well, at all stages. It's radiation. Heat is radiation.
I know, but
there's long wave
be...
and short wave, supposedly.
Okay.
Either, it doesn't matter.
All right,
even
so
if it's short wave, long wave radiation, it hits the CO2 molecule, it doesn't bounce back to the Earth. It can go in any direction. It may slow down a little bit, but most of it's going to go back out into space right where it belongs.
Okay.
That's the problem. It doesn't just bounce and hit back into Earth. That's stupid.
Now, that's what
it can go
saying.
Anywhere. Exactly.
Okay.
In fact, there are theories that, well, read about
I
it.
Hope,
all I'm saying
I
is everybody
right.
read about
I hope
it.
You're right. It's just that
you know
the
what's
Republican
scary?
Party right. says it, and if anything they say, I tend
but
to
But you believe
fucking...
Barack Obama.
Well, what he's doing now, man, is unbelievable.
I don't want to talk about Iran.
Okay.
We're talking about global warming. All
okay.
Right?
All
Why
right.
is, how is destroying the coal industry good and making everybody's
Do we
bills?
Really need coal anymore?
Well, it's cheap. Sure we do.
Why do we need coal?
Because
Why
it's cheap.
Can't we move on?
Because it's cheap.
Okay.
Well, you don't care if they double your bills, your energy bill for the global warming?
No, I would like to ask you a question.
Yes,
Why is our solar energy... If we want to put something on our roof, so mm-hmm. expensive.
Because
Why can't we make that cheaper for everybody to have?
Because the materials in the solar panels are very expensive. That's
why,
the problem.
Why can't they make this cheaper?
Because they need certain metals and certain elements that are very rare.
And you're saying it really is that expensive? Or
yes, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, you need certain rare earth elements to store the energy that are very... Not like coal. You dig anywhere, you got coal.
Yeah, but shouldn't we really focus in on that to make that a little cheaper so everyone
Ocho,
can...
man, you know what my solution is?
Tell me.
Nuclear power. Nuclear power is clean, efficient. You have a definite grid. You can have a small nuclear plant right next to a city.
Yeah.
You're not going to get destroyed by electromagnetic pulse if these terrorists blow up. It's perfect. But what's the problem? Everybody thinks it's dangerous.
Yeah, it's dangerous because of Three Mile Island.
Yeah,
like in
nothing
the,
happened.
Early 80s.
Yeah, but you're on, you're on an aircraft carrier. There's a nuclear reactor on that aircraft carrier. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Nuclear submarines, nuclear air. Come on. It's completely safe.
I understand all that.
Right.
But if one of these just goes haywire, it could take out
the
entire city.
You're talking about 1979. We have these fourth generation nuclear plants. There's no meltdown. It's impossible. It can't melt down.
Really?
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Read about it. Everybody read about it.
Well, it's.
Hey, and by the way, did you see my stock? Micron Tech?
I got to tell you, this fucker brought up that stock last week.
I remember.
It went up 12% fucking percent.
It was $17.50. It was about $20 today.
I got
smart, they're listening.
I got nothing for you guys out there today.
Yeah,
I mean,
well.
Our baseball is shot to hell because of All-Star break. Armand, you got to fill our people in. What do you got out there?
Well, I don't know. Mike, I still like Micron Tech, to tell you the truth. MU, still pretty good. Celgene's also up. I gave that one up a couple months ago. That was way up.
When you walked in here, though, you were talking about Netflix.
Well, they've already gone up. I think you missed the boat on Netflix.
Oh,
that was today.
Missed the boat on that.
But
okay.
If it goes below 100, take it. But I don't know if it's going to. It went up $12 today in one day.
Jesus.
But what about the – did you have a pick on the girls' soccer team? Or you didn't give a damn, did you?
I didn't give a damn. No, I'm the kind of guy that always...
His pick was that he could go out there with a...
I could go out there with 10 fucking average fucking Tonys out there.
Tonys. Well, I don't know about
a team
that.
Full of Tonys.
I could have 10 barefooted Tonys out there with me and one I'd be the goalie.
You think like SIU could beat their team? Like their good college men's team?
The men's team?
A good college men's
absolutely.
Team. Really? You think so?
There's no yes. question.
I don't know about that.
What do you mean? I don't know.
They're not that bad. I don't know.
We are men. I think we could beat a WNBA team.
Well, I don't know about that, but I think soccer's different. It's a pussy sport. You don't have to be tough.
I'm saying to you right now, anything a woman can do,
yeah.
we can do probably a little bit better.
But these are pro women versus
amateur. Pro woman? What is a pro woman now? One that's getting played to play basketball? The games are 75 to 62.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I think that Ronda Rousey could kick pretty much a lot
there
of guys' asses.
There is no question in my mind.
I don't know if
Ronda
I want to fight
Rousey,
her.
Is a fucking badass.
Well, I'm telling you.
And she would beat that fucking Mayweather in a fight.
I think so, too.
I would.
In a UFC fight, you mean, or not boxing?
Yeah, no, a UFC fight.
UFC
yeah.
fight.
How'd that come up? Did he say something?
No,
because she
yeah.
brought it up
oh,
and said he's a fucking pussy, basically.
As she called him
God
out.
God bless Ronda Rousey,
well, it's a different sport. I mean, I like the gal, but I don't think she could beat She couldn't beat a welterweight men's champ, obviously.
Fuck him. You know
but
what?
She could beat most men up.
Putting on gloves, putting on big pillow gloves.
She won, Fighter of the Year at the ESPYs.
And did
she? And her response, because it was between her and Floyd, and her comment on the stage was, looks like I'm the one who's beaten men now, since he was accused of domestic violence.
Nice.
Ooh. Oh, was he? Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, he's money nice. Mayweather. I don't like that guy.
Who the hell would like that guy?
I started to follow him on Facebook just mm-hmm. because I wanted to see the shit. I mean, that guy, the stuff. All his posts are just stacks of money,
money.
And jewelry.
Money.
Just that's all he posts all day long. Stacks.
Well,
of money.
I gotta say, at least the guy's not a hypocrite. He says I do it for money. Well, okay. At least the guy's telling the truth. You know.
And why did people buy that fight? Just to see.
I don't know.
I'll tell you. Because we wanted to see his ass kicked.
Yeah, but it
we
was
didn't
hard.
Like. We don't like this guy. The public doesn't like this guy.
So I watched this.
I don't think this guy one time is going to beat him, though. I saw him fight the other. He's not that good. He didn't look good.
Anymore.
So
I saw
see that fight.
Care. I will not pay $100.
No, I was on free TV that one time.
But I will not pay any more money on that.
So I was watching this video, he landed, like he has this, I think it's a Falcon 500 or something. It's a super nice jet, okay?
Of course.
He lands at, I think LaGuardia or somewhere like that, some small private airport outside of New York, I guess it wasn't LaGuardia. And he gets off and the ground crew's all out there. He walks up to every one of these guys, the guys directing the plane in, the guy just handing them stacks of money.
Well, that's
just
nice.
Like, just tipping everybody.
Just one?
Probably 10,000.
Money.
You're kidding.
No.
But I guarantee you he had the camera on him.
No, that's what I mean.
I mean, he's not going to do that without the camera.
Agreed.
I don't think the guy's that bad. I mean, apparently he takes care of his entourage. I believe there's a lot of barnacles on the hull of that ship.
I think he fights.
That's all right.
I think his fights are boring.
I think he made 200? How many? Yeah. 200 million or something? That's ungodly money.
He's a fucking
money.
Pussy. He jabs and then he runs around.
He's not an exciting fighter. I agree.
It's nothing like the old fighters you used to see. You know, even back in the Larry Holmes day, these guys stood still and they fucking whacked each other. You know,
who's your favorite fighter?
Oh, that sounds like a.
Well, I gotta tell you. It was Larry Holmes. At the
wow.
time.
Larry Holmes. I never thought he'd say that.
Larry Holmes.
Why?
Larry Holmes, to me, was the epitome of fighting. He took on everyone that was on
that
heavyweight.
Yeah, but he wasn't a real exciting fighter either. Oh,
fuck. He'd measure you up. See? And then he'd fucking lay into you. Ronaldo Snipes, I think he slit his fucking lip inside his lip for like 35, 40 stitches. This guy was a fucking animal.
I'm not saying he's not a bad guy. He wasn't exciting.
And then the big white hope with George Clooney. He fucking made him look like a chump.
Oh, you mean...
George Clooney.
Not George Clooney. He's an actor.
Oh, not George Clooney. The other Clooney.
George Clooney.
I'm sorry I said George Clooney. There was a Clooney fighter.
Cooney. Gary Cooney.
Gary.
What the hell is he talking? He's nuts.
All right, whatever. Whatever.
Anyway, I personally, I think, I like...
George Clooney, I said.
Yes, three times.
All right, go
today's
fuck
episode
yourself.
Of Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball, sponsored by George Clooney and El Chapo.
Chapo Pharmaceuticals.
Hey, that ought to be our fucking sponsor, El Chapo.
El Chapo.
When you're out there, El Chapo, running through those jungles and kicking back and enjoying life. Think about me, the Ocho Man, saying, I can't believe you pulled it off.
Yeah. Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball, brought to you by the Sinaloa Cartel, your criminal organization of choice. Remember, El Chapo's for you.
El Chapo. You couldn't make it Ovaltine. Without El Chapo.
Take our drugs or we'll decapitate you. Hey, I personally like Marvin Hagler.
You can't stoppo El Chapo.
Oh, that's a nice one. I like that.
Bring those in. Give us.
You can't El Stoppo El Chapo.
This segment of the Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball brought to you by the Sinaloa Cartel, because you can't stoppo El Chapo.
Gestapo can't stoppo El Chapo.
El Chapo.
I think it may be time to sign off. We're getting a little giddy here. George Clooney fighting Larry
Holmes.
All right,
I didn't mean George Clooney.
What's Larry Holmes? What was his nickname?
I was picturing an ER.
Oh, it was named after that town.
That's right.
I was picturing
was
George
name?
Clooney from ER.
It was
ER.
Ohio town.
Yeah, right. In Scrubs.
It was Scrubs. An Ohio town. What was
Pennsylvania.
That?
Easton Assassin.
Yeah, there you go. Oh,
Easton, Pennsylvania.
Ah, he was a good fighter.
He's all right.
And my dad's favorite fighter was Carlos Palomino.
No kidding.
Yeah, he used to
Holy
love Carlos
shit.
Palomino.
He did that Miller Lite commercial,
the
remember?
The painted horse.
Rest in peace,
is that what he's,
Dad.
No. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
all he did.
He's a good guy.
Carlos Palomino. Anyway, guys, we had a great show. Armand, anything going on with you?
I think
this week?
Dad's favorite boxer was, he's still alive.
I don't
alive.
Give a fuck, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, if we're doing an homage dead. To our
My
fathers.
Dad's dead. What the fuck?
He liked Joe Louis.
Joe Louis. He Joe was Lewis. Around for Joe Louis?
Yeah, of course.
All right. All right. What about you, Chris?
Brown
what
bomber.
You got going this weekend, babe?
Oh.
I'm going to Chicago.
I have to go to a wedding.
Oh, wedding. I hate those.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
I'd rather go to a funeral
up
than
in
a
Grafton.
Grafton.
Grafton, Illinois.
Will you stand up and say, don't do this?
I will. I absolutely will.
Jeez,
say this.
How can he say
it?
He's married? You're married. I'm the only guy who can say it married. Yeah. Don't get married. Yes. Don't get married.
Okay.
Who is it?
All right, my friends.
He's a chiropractor.
You don't have any picks?
There's no fucking games on today.
Sure there is. Thursday? There's got to be.
No, there's no baseball today.
Sure there is.
I think they're starting tomorrow. There you had the All-Star break.
Right, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, right? They don't take Thursday off, too.
I don't think so either,
do they? Well, I haven't looked, man.
Yeah, you're just lazy, that's all.
I've been looking at my fucking vacation. I'm getting ready to take off.
I didn't even look at the stocks. I don't know what to tell you guys. Anyway.
Who gives a shit? I'll give them their picks. We're going to be off next week, guys.
Yeah,
I'm going on a vacation.
Whatever.
we're
Netflix if it goes below 100.
What is that now?
Buy Netflix if it goes below 100, but
yeah,
it's probably
go.
Not. Even
then
if it goes 105, buy it.
What the fuck are you telling me my picks for then? You got your picks.
Well, Netflix is one. That's a good one, but I don't know. Boy, that thing's going up so much.
What about my Apple? How's that
Apple's
going?
Doing good, too. It's back up to about 120. They got earnings next week, though. If it goes down, if it gets wiped out, goes down like 115, buy it.
Anyone drinking my fucking whiskey here, Legendary Hatfield and McCoy?
That's our other sponsor.
Oh, dude.
Hey, I don't think Nick ate his bagel.
Yeah.
That's some bitch.
I get his bagel.
I think that's a euphemism. I think
why don't you leave him
I think
in
that's
the
a
bagel.
Euphemism for Nick in general. He didn't eat his bagel.
I think he ate the whole, but he left the rest.
You're going to take the bagel, too, aren't you, the weasel?
Damn right. And the sour and the cream cheese, too.
And the cream cheese.
You know,
all right, my
friends.
Think?
You think Nick's a little goofy, though, don't you think?
I love Nick.
I know, but he's... You know,
oh, fuck you.
He's like that old uncle, you know, that you always knew he was a little, he's a little daft.
Oh,
come on, you got to admit, when he said Hitler got a time machine...
I just quickly ran over that one.
You know, that was great, though. Just when you thought... I thought he was going to say, yes, he's alive, or no, that's a myth. He beat me on that one. I did not see that coming.
Ah, fuck it. Hey, you know what? We need a little wacky shit here. So
no, I love it.
I love Nick. Woo. I love you. I love this guy here. I'm a big homo.
You love the
here.
Polar bears.
I love the polar bears.
Hey, but here's
I love
a trivia question.
I
what
love
color's
Obama.
A polar bear? What color's a polar bear's skin?
I would say pink.
No, it's black.
It's black. How could it be black?
You're
it's
kidding.
Black. Because I thought every white...
Look it up.
No, I don't want to look. Don't,
Chris,
you don't have
look
to
it
look.
Up. Everybody out there, look it up.
Yeah,
polar bear
everybody
skin is
look up whenever you're fucking freed up the polar bear skin. All right, my friends, that does it for our Ocho Man show. It's been great having you guys. Have a great weekend. From the Ocho Man and the crew, we are out of here.
I said I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. I said I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, a tough, get going! Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
The Ocho Man, Behind the Eight Ball, only on Ignotainment. Leave us your questions and comments below this podcast in the comments section of the iTunes Podcast Store.